Subject: Social Studies, Geography, Class 5. Topic: The Language of Map. Hello children. A good map always helps us to plan our journey well. Let's study about some facts of maps in this lesson. You all know that a globe is a model of our Earth, which helps us learn about the distribution of land and water on the Earth and the shape of the Earth. However, it has some limitations. That is, as the globe is large in size, it is very difficult to carry wherever we go. On the other hand, if the size of the globe is reduced, then we will not be able to show any detailed information. Also, it is not possible to make a globe in such a way that only a part of land is in the globe. In order to overcome the difficulties in using the globe, maps were introduced. Maps are an alternate for the globe. Maps. A map is a drawing of the Earth's surface or a part of it on a flat surface such as sheet of paper. The word map comes from a Latin word mappo, which means napkin, cloth or sheet. Maps are more detailed and help us to study smaller areas in a better way. Maps can be drawn to show the whole world, a single continent, a country, a city, a classroom, and even your school. This can be drawn in any size. The art of map making is called cartography, and people who make maps are known as cartographers. Gerardus Mercator was the first man to draw a map of the Earth on a flat surface. Uses of maps. Maps display variety of information. It displays large areas of continents, countries, and cities. Maps can be used to show various features of a place such as mountains, plateaus, plains, river valleys, etc. Maps can also be used to provide information about distribution of rainfall, forests, crops, minerals, etc. So we can get more information from a map, and we can even carry the map anywhere just by folding the paper. That makes map more useful than a globe. However, maps are not as accurate as a globe because the Earth is spherical, whereas the maps are flat. Atlas. An atlas is a collection of various maps which are in the form of book. Language of maps. To read a map correctly and accurately, it is necessary to understand the language of a map. The symbols, signs, and colors used in a map to show lakes, rivers, cities, etc. is referred as the language of map. Colors. Different colors are used to show various landforms such as oceans, mountains, plains, deserts, etc. on a map. All maps follow same pattern of colors. Water bodies such as ocean, seas, lakes, etc. are always shown in blue. Deep blue shows deep waters and light blue shows shallow waters. Plains and lowlands are shown in green. Lands higher than the lowlands or the plateaus are shown in light brown and yellow. Deep browns shows highlands, generally mountains.